is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. The next one said J.J. Barea. I was like, what? What did J.J. Barea get a player to win? Up to number four, a serviceable player. Fitzpatrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute. Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas?
I'm going to have a name.
Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat. Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher than Mason, Martin, Margiela.
Yeah. Tom Brady. Global losers. Dude. Yeah. Gotta show them love while you can. The doo-doo Browns get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick. He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby.
This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio. We are on Periscope TV, as you can tell. I am joining me today on today's show is B3 Exponent. Nothing to say to the people.
What's up? I know we were supposed to have an interview. I guess Coach got caught up with something. Hopefully we can still have him on before the show ends today.
All right, cool. Sounds good. And next to him is Mr. 315. You just love this music, don't you? My bad.
Good to be back. Feels like I ain't been here in a while.
It was only a week, man.
Has it been?
Okay. Yeah, you only missed 1 week.
I missed you.
Showed
guys.
Up on Monday, didn't show up on Thursday.
I didn't know.
No
excuses.
It's all good.
But
man.
Good to be back, though.
Definitely glad to have you. And join us also today, make sure I don't screw this up because I'm doing pretty good at this. I don't want to mess this up anymore, is Smoochie. There you go. I got you going now. You waiting to hear what I'm playing, right, before you say anything? Make sure it's good.
Okay.
I got you bad and
booze. Bad and booze, it's all right. I just like the part when it said if young Metro don't trust you, I'm going to shoot you. I like that part. It's kind of catchy.
All right. We got a great segment today. We're going to talk about some local sports. Hopefully, we'll get Coach Silas on. But we got a lot of local stuff to talk about. Dummies of the week. Some other basketball news real fast before we move on. LeBron asked behind the scenes if Suns rookie Josh Jackson would be available for Kyrie.
I think the
Suns fan over here, what do you think?
Didn't the Suns say no, he's off limits? I think they said, from what I read, Booker and Jackson off limits.
I ain't a big fan of Josh Jackson anyway. He ain't going to be a superstar. LeBron, just play with what you got. You're in the East. Leave the Phoenix Suns play. Take Bledsoe. Take Chandler. Take Dudley. Get him off the books, too. And give us Kyrie.
I love how all these people, LeBron supported, supposedly asked for this. LeBron supposedly asked for that. Come on, bro.
Welcome to the LeBron era.
I guess so.
Yeah, what does Kevin Love think?
And he's
been part of every trade. I'm sorry.
No, he doesn't want his name in anybody's mouth either. That's what's pissing him
off. Kevin Love is good. He a champion. He making $20 million a season. He good.
And that's what I say about Kyrie. I think Kyrie can go. He doesn't mind going to the Knicks City. I think he's playing for stats now.
We're just gonna
until he can get other players around. He's playing for stats.
I guess the new logo for the NBA needs to be the lion head that's on LeBron's shoes because the LBA, LeBron's Basketball Association, it's all about LeBron James.
You know what? I like that.
Yep.
Let's make that the new logo.
The LBA.
The LBA.
LeBron can tell you where to go, where not to go.
Who you need to force a trade to. Don't come here. Go to Houston.
He has the override button.
He's got the nuclear code.
Making all the GM connections. Hey, is such and such player available?
He's like,
isn't
nope.
that against the rules? I thought players aren't supposed to be talking to GMs about other players.
I thought it was against the rules. I mean, unless, that's called tampering.
Unless you're LeBron James and your league LBA. Way to go.
I mean, all Phoenix right. is on the rise, man. If LeBron's reaching out to you.
Yeah, they are. But they don't want to get rid of that young nucleus they have.
No, absolutely.
Not Booker and Jackson. We keeping them.
Trade Kyrie for Giannis. Milwaukee have a star. Kyrie would be the man. The old question.
I don't think Giannis is staying in Milwaukee long term anyway. No.
And Giannis would love to play with LeBron.
I wouldn't be surprised to see Kyrie in Miami. I mean, because I think that's a good spot for
very
him.
Very good
spot. And you keep Whiteside. You keep, you keep Waiters, maybe.
You still got Winslow.
Because I don't think anybody's going to take Waiters. I mean,
just signed.
Oh, yeah, Waiters and Kyrie again, though.
That's what I'm saying.
I didn't even think of that. Waiters and Kyrie again.
But
Waiters has matured.
And Kyrie has matured. It's been 3 years.
I know. Hey, man.
Cleveland's not taking Waiters again.
No, they need to.
And it's funny, no one wanted Waiters.
They'll take Winslow before
Waiters took a discount to stay in Miami.
Yeah.
Because no one wanted him.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Right.
He's got to play a couple.
Because he's grown compared to what he used to be, but he's still a hothead.
Well, I want to see how he does for a year or two years.
There you go.
You know, consecutive. He's never been a consecutive
But it's quite a
player.
Quiet as it's kept, Milwaukee secretly was going after Kyrie. Putting Jabari Parker on the trade block.
That's one I didn't hear. Okay.
Of course, with the ACLs being torn out.
Right. I'd love to get him off the books now.
Yep. No, another Duke fan, another Duke, he hits the dust.
They don't have to pay these young guys in Milwaukee at some point. So, especially Giannis. So.
Yeah.
All right, let's go into shoes of the week. I'm sure it'll involve Kyrie at some point.
Footwork. Check my foot.
Boy, damn. Please. Just take your ass to Chicago and go sit at that green round table.
Oh,
and
my bad.
Walk across the stage and enjoy the biggest day of your life.
My bad, dude. I forgot that was there. Nah,
oh, that was for Jameis a few years ago when he said he didn't want to show up for the NFL draft.
No, that was Marcus. Wasn't that Mariota?
It was both of them.
Because he was in
Leave my boy Jameis alone.
Oh, Lord. Here we go.
Now they done started the trend. Nobody wants to show up for the NFL draft day. I'm going to sit at home. You want to start with your shoes? I saw what you posted. Those are pretty sick. So I'm going to let you start.
You want me to start? All right.
Because it's from my hometown team.
It's from your hometown. You want to let me start? All right.
Absolutely.
I'll have their own our Facebook page. I just got to find them. It's the Cam Newton Carolina Panthers shoes, if you haven't seen them. I'm going to have to go to Twitter because they're not there. There are a Twitter page, which is also our but they're blue, just with the Panthers colors. They're pretty nice.
Go to Cam Newton Under Armour. Go support. You know he has the Atlanta version 2, the all red ones he's pushing.
What?
Yeah.
What?
His hometown shoe.
It doesn't matter. You're a Panther. You're making Atlanta shoes?
It ain't for the Falcons. Shoes? It's for the people of Atlanta, Buckhead, his hometown. Where he stayed.
This is remember, this is Cam Newton brand building.
Well, you remember what he said a few years ago. He said Atlanta's the Falcons is his second team when he's not playing them.
I know, and that's horrible.
Yeah, he said that.
That's supposed to be your rival.
Yep, he said that's his squad.
As long as he beats them when they do play, it's all good.
Bless Cam. Just bless him. He didn't mean to say that out loud.
All right. I'm going to highlight my boy Kyrie Irving. There's the Cam.
You haven't seen the Cams.
The Cams.
Oh.
The Atlanta ones look like that. They're just red.
All right.
Not bad.
Stylish.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't see myself with them, though.
Stylish.
Not at all.
Come on, fam.
The Panthers colors got to grow on me.
And I'm a Kicks connoisseur.
That gray and that blue, you would rock those?
I don't like the shape of them.
The shape?
Yeah, I don't like the shape.
You know, they're trying something different with Under Armour because they've heard all the disrespect about how their sneakers look, how they wear.
Looking like golf shoes. Right.
What in the world?
The nicest one is the one The Rock has out. That's the nicest one I've seen in a long time.
What, The Rock has shoes?
The Rock has Under Armour.
Yeah.
With a Brahma Bull. It's black and yellow with a Brahma Bull logo. Yeah, it's dope. Under Rock's Under Armour.
Under Armour is signing everybody.
Yes.
I like these, all right? I mean, they're comfortable.
And see, those are not bad.
They're comfortable training shoes.
Yeah.
The only thing I don't like about these shoes, they're plastic, like the little rubbery thing right there.
I think they're trying to do too much with their shoe, man.
Under Armour has come a long way. Remember they had Brandon Jennings?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Brandon who?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Didn't he play in Detroit?
Yeah. He was pretty good for us, actually. He was actually pretty good before the injury.
Before,
but you know what I don't like about him? I don't like his comments. He says some dumb stuff on Twitter.
If Brandon Jennings.
Oh, he says some of the dumbest things I've ever heard.
He's not the smartest one.
No, he's not.
And they had the John Wall was on Under Armour, too.
Reebok. He was with the Reebok.
Those are nice. I had a pair of those. Those are nice.
The Zigs?
Yeah, I like the Zigs. Mm-hmm.
You're a brave dude, man.
I just posted the Kyrie Irving 3, the black and gold edition from the finals.
Play ball with them.
Free Kyrie, man. I'm wearing the Duke University ones now, man. They're comfortable. You feel the support on the heels. They're pretty lightweight. It doesn't feel like you're going to twist your ankle if you're out there hooping in them. You know, go support Kyrie. Let's free Kyrie out of Cleveland.
Free Kyrie?
Free Kyrie.
Kyrie.
Let's do the hashtag.
Hashtag free Kyrie.
I'm coming home.
Just don't know where to. It could be Brooklyn to the middle of the zoo.
Those do look nice. They're nice.
Yeah, the black and gold edition. Those are pretty sick.
What I got on today? Let's see what I got on today.
Go ahead, Mr. 3 and 5. We know you got some shoes on today.
What I got today? The Ken Griffey Jr., y'all.
The Griffs.
Griffey had some shoes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, his clothing line is still out. He got like that. Logo, ooh, like the swinging bat motion.
Black, the old school black and emerald Seattle Mariner.
Old
school joints.
Old school joints.
Love those, man.
There's a nice suit.
Not too many baseball players have stylish shoes.
Griffey had some dope shoes.
Derek Jeter had a line with Jumpman. He called, 613?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or 631 or something like that.
But, like, the ones that you, like, totally respected.
The Griffies.
The Griffies, Mark McGuire's.
You had the Big Hurts, had them Reebok
a few years back. Oh, the Big Hurts with the pumps? Yeah, I remember them.
Did Mark McGuire's come with the syringe?
No, they didn't come with the syringe.
What about Palmero? Jose Canseco?
They came with a little cream. They came with a little cream that you rubbed on the bottom of the shoe to give them that extra little sheen to them.
Going off topic a little bit, people can say what they want to hope about Jose Canseco, boy. Everybody he named was exposed.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, look, don't let these dudes fool you.
Was he snitching? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
The fact that Rock said, man, do they come with a syringe, man?
The Maguires.
The Maguires with the,
biggest liar out of all of them, too.
Who, Maguire?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Biggest liar out of all of them.
You know, they had the, what about the Bonds? Did it have anything? Like some powder on it?
Nothing was proven with Bonds, though. Nothing ever came up with Bonds, if I'm not mistaken.
I know.
If I'm not mistaken.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, it wasn't nothing? Okay.
They had his logo backwards, and this said they unknowingly put the logo backwards on the shoe.
The only one that has been truly tested that he lied is Palmero. Everybody else is
A-Rod.
A-Rod, too. A-Rod.
A-Rod.
A-Rod got banned.
A-Rod did get banned. A-Rod embarrassed himself pretty bad, too.
Damn, A-Rod. Roger Clemens.
He was innocent. Wink, wink. Innocent. Wink, wink.
He didn't know, even though he read the bottle.
Yeah.
He understood the terms.
Your doctor said, once I inject you with this, you should feel an increase in stamina and energy. And
the worst was Ron Braun, all right? With the let's get the FedEx guy in trouble.
We're going to blame him.
FedEx guy delivered it to me.
And remember.
And that's why I don't like that dude, man.
And his boy came to bat for him, too.
Right?
Aaron Rodgers.
AR-12 was on Twitter.
Aaron Rodgers.
My dude.
He went to bat for him. Boy, like, Aaron, you better be careful with that, because if he really did it.
And then a week later that came out, AR-12 had to. I resend that.
Yeah, he had to go back on my statement. When he first thought, like, well, yeah, you got to be careful with that, man.
All right. Moving from that, we got to move on. Charlotte Knights this week, man, the bottom has fell out of this team. Yon Makata moved up. Yeah, a lot of people moved up. They are 45-58. They're in last place in the division. Oh, some season. That's the reason you go out and you have a great time eating their food.
Like we say every week, no one cares if they win or lose. No. Was my beer cold?
And
was my food good?
Was
that's all high. I give a – did I catch a foul ball maybe?
We will go. Don't
that
worry.
Would be three.
I was
going to
say,
August 30th
or something?
Let me double check. I think it's August 30th.
Was it 30th?
Yeah. That's that Wednesday. That's a Wednesday. My daughter starts school that week. So.
And August 8th is free for me too.
August 8th?
The Tuesday.
Oh, good. That Tuesday. Yeah,
yeah,
PGA.
I'm free. Yeah, right. I'm locked in for that.
But as long as they're getting guys called up, I guess that's good.
That's a win.
Yeah. Well, tonight is, of course, Thursday. You get $3 domestic drafts, $1 soda.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Get but, Hamlet.
Yeah. Tomorrow night's the fireworks. It's coming to where ends of the season. If you haven't been, you need to go. Saturday is Jimmy Buffett night. Woo.
Who is Jimmy Buffett?
You don't
know.
Does anyone know who Jimmy Buffett is?
I do.
I do, right?
Yeah.
You know who Jimmy Buffett is?
I'm not going to even act like I do. All right. I know the guy. No.
He's more of a, how you explain it,
lives in Miami, right?
Is he a musician?
He's a musician.
He hung out with LeBron a few times. Right. Yeah, him and LeBron hung out.
Well, he's a singer, but he sings a lot of beach
music. Is he like the Dave Taylor band?
Kind of like.
Did I say that?
Kind of
right?
Like a solo beach boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Then Sunday is Sunbelt Sundays, and the kids run the bases, and the exhibition softball players come out and they hold a pregame home run derby.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So that's this weekend. Then, of course, August next week, they start a road series in Durham Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So we'll see how that goes. Then they come back home the next weekend against the Braves, who has a number – Atlanta Braves sent down the number one prospect, Dansby Swanson, back to AAA. So you'll see him again coming up in Charlotte. Other local news, Carolina Panthers, Cam shows up to camp at 2:46, says everything felt good in first practice. Usually he's about 2:60.
Yeah, he's been trying to, I guess, shed a few pounds.
That's pretty good, though.
A little nimbler in the pocket.
Yeah. Hopefully, like I said, he doesn't have to make too much.
Maybe he's on that TB12 diet that the book he just put out, Nutrition by Tom Brady.
Mm. Wait a minute. You say Nutrition by Tom Brady?
Yeah. He tells you how to eat, man, what to eat, how to exercise.
Is there a needle when it comes in there? No, I'm just kidding. I'm supposed to be on that needle thing today.
I hate Tom Brady.
It's a slow 40-yard dash that comes with it.
I hate Tom Brady, not because he's a bad – he's just great. Oh, I have a perfect life.
He does.
He has the perfect life. Him or Justin Timberlake? I don't know, man.
No. David Fitzdale.
Oh, yes.
Player.
How do y'all forget David Fitzdale?
My fault.
He does have a ring.
He has several. David
Miami.
Fitzdale, Miami. Couple rings. A couple. Yep.
Miami. Yep.
Hey, he's good.
The only ring that matters is what's on her hand. All right? It doesn't matter what's on his hand. So that's all.
Your life is perfect.
We got to do a coach trade. We got to get Fitzdale to Charlotte.
I would love a coach. I honestly think he's one of the great young coaches.
Because we could be doing a phone interview with his wife right now.
Heck yeah. We can talk about
absolutely nothing.
She does a lot for Memphis too. She's a humanitarian.
We have a good coach out here in Charlotte that gets the most out of what he has provided to put on that floor for
you
us.
Talking about Coach Schmitz at the Y?
Coach Clifford, stop disrespecting Steve Clifford. Come on now.
I'm not going to put anything against the coaching staff of the Hornets, but Fitzdale, if you and your family would love to be a part of the Charlotte community. I'm pretty sure you and your wife will be accommodated for, especially.
Oh, if y'all need to be picked up to the airport when you get here, I'm free.
Humanitarian stuff. I don't know what that consists of, but I'm pretty sure.
She does a lot for the community.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm if she's a part of it, I'm all for it.
Yeah.
All right, moving back to football, David Fizdale, you're a hero.
Mm-hmm.
Thomas Davis, extremely irked by being linked to Gettleman firing. Makes sense.
Read that this morning. I didn't know how – I didn't read the article. I saw, like, the clipping. How is he
– Because everybody's assuming the reason Gettleman's fired is because of Greg Olsen and Thomas Davis not being re-signed to
Got it. Because we talked about the Olsen thing a couple weeks ago. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So it's going – Thomas don't like it. Panthers right tackle Darrell Williams will open camp as starter.
What was the question again?
No, it was a fun fact. Darrell Williams will open camp as a starter on the offensive line.
At what, guard?
Isn't he a right tackle?
I thought he was a right tackle.
Right tackle. He is a right tackle.
I thought he was on the injured reserve for last three seasons. The kid out of Texas, right? We still got him on the team?
Yeah. He's starting on offensive line.
Starting for who?
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out. Who starts at right tackle? Isn't it?
It was Michael Orr, but he's done.
That's right. Orr's done.
Blindside gone.
All right. We'll see what happens. By the way, I did clear something up. If you're on the pub list at this time of season, through preseason, you can come off at any time.
Okay.
It's only during the regular season
that you miss
the first six games.
Okay.
Because there's some people on the pub list now. I was like, oh.
There's a lot of people on the PUP list right now.
But you can come off at any time. Greg Olsen says he will play out the rest of his deal to avoid being a distraction. Good for him.
He's a good guy, man.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's avoid a smart business move.
Avoid being a distraction. The GM gets fired, and your name is linked to it, and you're avoiding being a distraction.
Good PR move.
I feel you.
Good PR move.
And other Panther news: Cam is concerned about him having less running attempts, or is confused, or doesn't know why.
What? That means he's going to throw the ball?
Because it said he's more of a line. You can't stop a line from roaring or something like that, he said.
He's not sure about the plans from the coaches to limit his running.
Well, and he should be happy because he has more playmakers now.
The best part of his game is when his legs are going.
That's true.
And he's in the game physically. That gets him focused.
Because I can't. That's like me going back on what I've said for years about athletes, basketball, football. Do what got you into the league.
But you can still run and still slide.
Pick your spots.
Thank you.
You pick your spots.
Like, for example, if somebody that does it great right now is Dak, Russell Wilson. Yep. Those guys, they know they need to slide. They're smaller. But
look at Michael Vick. Look at Michael Vick. Yeah. Michael Vick turned into a damn punch-drunk boxer toward the end. No, seriously.
Yeah. Every time he got hit, he was out.
Yeah. I saw one play where he got hit and grabbed his head.
3 years ago on this show, I said what Cam Newton needs to do. He needs to spend a summer with Lorenzo Cain in Kansas City. Learn how to slide.
Gotta slide,
and he should. He needs to.
Because what saves Cam from major injuries is that he's 6'5".
Oh, yeah.
That's what saves him.
And he's 250. Mm-hmm. Built like a,
Built like a Mack truck.
But, pick your spot. You can run.
So all of a sudden, we're just going to be confident in Cam's throwing ability.
No.
The man is going to have to run. He is still going to have to use his legs. Yeah.
No, he will. So,
he will. He still will.
But you got to pick your
spot.
But
it has to be maybe 200 to 300 yards a season instead of 500 to 700 yards a season.
Like, perfect example, there's no reason to run goal line. The goal quarterback power.
Well, he is our best running back at the goal
there
line.
There is no reason to run quarterback power on first and goal.
Yeah.
Okay? Second and goal.
That's Shula's fault.
Third and goal, maybe. But first goal, second goal,
funny. First and goal, they're running quarterback.
But do y'all not think that's Cam's ego? Because Cam loves to get in the end zone, and he wants to showboat and do his dance and hand the ball to the kids.
Yes. But here is the biggest problem I hate with him doing that. when somebody else scores a touchdown, who is the first person over to get the ball from him?
It's Cam Newton.
It's Cam Newton.
Because he wants to give it to one.
Stop it. That's how other people do it.
Yeah, they can't reach up that high, man. They're
oh, my gosh. Stop it.
You're talking about the running backs or the wide receivers? Because the wide receivers are. But
the wide receivers can't hold on to the football in the end zone.
Well, you are halfway right. Kelvin Benjamin can't get his hands above his hips because he's 260 pounds.
He can't. He grasps for that air.
But this child is due any minute. He's
just, I just have to point out, I ain't trying to pick on FSU.
No.
Cam Newton is 246. You know what Kelvin Benjamin is right now? 245.
Oh, he weighed in at 245. Yeah. He's down 25 pounds from a month ago. Because he was huge.
He was huge. I had the picture on the
Kelvin Benjamin?
Yeah, he was.
Now
he
should delivered. He should ideally be at like
230. You know, let you guys know he was 8 months.
I'm just saying.
He was like Queen Latifah, didn't he?
I've never seen a team that had a quarterback and wide receiver the same size. All right, and weight.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It was crazy.
But no, his weight was more comparable to J.J. Watt at 280 or Julius Peppers. He was lining up next to Julius Peppers because Julius Peppers is about 280.
When it comes to the weight, man, they need to get like Eddie Lacy. Pay me 60 G's to not be fat.
No. Do you hear about Dontario Poe? That's what I meant to talk about. He actually met weight. No, he went to Atlanta, you remember?
Okay.
And they put into his contract, you get so much money if you are a certain weight. He weighed in camp at like 320 or 303. Actually, he's down 300 because usually he's like 360, 370. You know, he's going to make $500,000 if he meets weight after all of training camp.
That's a damn shame. Half a million. You got to put a weight clause in your contract.
We're going to pay you $500,000. Just don't come to camp fat.
Yeah.
Must be the life.
It's them NFL long off seasons, man. It's hard to stay in NFL shape.
And it's good that they get contracts like that. Just because with these NBA contracts, the way they're going.
And the NFL money is only 60-65% guaranteed. Other major sport is 100%. Here's your money.
Try to get every little clause you can get, I guess.
Right. And it's a little bit different, though, because you got 53 players compared to 15.
Over 12 to 15.
Well, you got 15 players on the roster.
And 52 of those 53 are going to have CTE when it's all said and done.
Yep.
Don't start that.
I read that, man.
That's because they don't teach us tackling right anymore. I mean, you need to have tackling when you're young. You need to teach them the right way. Don't leave with your head.
Rap.
Don't try to be Sean Taylor. It's actually Sean Taylor tackled the perfect way.
Could have been. Oh, right. he was on
it
his
was
way
more
to be
Rory Williams was head first.
He was on his way to be the greatest safety.
And you know what? The NFL is not going to go anywhere. We love this sport so much in this country. We can take a few CTE cases. We're sorry about that, but you know what you sign up for.
Well, the problem is you don't know really why they're living, what exactly happens. You know, unfortunately, you can't really detect, you know, what's going on. You don't know what kind of drugs they're using or what they're doing. You don't,
or their personal lives or anything.
And if they do 10 people and 10 people has CTE, of course the percentage will be high. You know, you got to poll everybody if you can. All right. You're listening to BSS Carolinas. Come back. We got another segment for you, and we're going to do NFL preview. You're listening to BSS Carolinas.